The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of May, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Hey, parents out there, you might want to listen up to this one. That Amazon kid-friendly Echo Dot you got lying around? Yeah, there's a lot of privacy concerns now. Imagine that. Yes, there's been a complaint filed within the Federal Trade Commission claiming that the Amazon Echo Dot kids' devices are unlawfully recording and storing the conversation data of young children. Of course, if this is actually proven, this would completely violate the Child's Online Privacy Protection Act. Now, of course, Amazon's saying, no freaking way we're doing this. They're denying its devices are in violation of that law, saying that Free Time on Alexa and Echo Dot Kids Edition are compliant with the COPPA law. So we're going to see how this one goes out. As far as the FTC is concerned, yeah, they didn't comment on a damn thing today. Guess we're just going to have to wait for this one to just play out. Still sending birthday cards via snail mail? That's old news now. At least according to Facebook it is. Because get ready for new digital birthday cards! Yay! Yeah, let's face it. There's a lot of times we go through Facebook friends we barely remember and say, hey, happy birthday! Only reason I knew that's because Facebook told me. Well, now you're going to be able to send those people you barely know a card. Yes, they've announced a new feature designed to get everyone posting birthday wishes all over their news feeds. As you probably guessed, this one's called Birthday Stories. It's basically a new template for posting birthday greetings. What you'll see is when birthday stories roll out, that's right, it's not available yet, but it soon will be, you're going to see a tile in the stories tray inviting you to post a greeting. Once you tap it, you can take a picture or a short video, then customize it with your well wishes. And if you don't feel like going all that out for somebody you don't really know, of course there's a selection of digital birthday cards all set and ready to go that were created for Facebook for you. Now, for those of you thinking, wow, so cool, when do we get this? Apparently it's going to be coming out either today or at least by the weekend. And finally, yep, we've all been there. We're going to look for shoes, and what the hell is my size again? Yeah, sure, we can look on the inside of our shoes. Say, oh yeah, I'm a size 12, or I'm a size 10. Then you get that shoe, and you go, wait a minute, this ain't feeling like what I had on. Well, Nike's about to help you with your problem. Thanks to Nike's new augmented reality app. Yeah, they've updated their app with new augmented reality tools that will actually measure your feet. Yes, I kid you not. And just so you know, if this is actually going to work with all shoes out there, hell no. No, purely it's going to be for Nike only. At least that's what they're guaranteeing that will be your best fit. Makes sense, they did make the app, of course. Anyways, back to the juicy tech side of this app. It will actually measure your feet, and they're saying within a 2 millimeter error, meaning it's almost going to be spot on. Now, according to Nike, they didn't really make this app so you can go into stores and find the right size shoe for you. No, this is all about online shopping, because we know how difficult that can be. This app takes the guesswork out for us, says Nike, and will measure your size, your shape, and volume. Then it will suggest the specific size of Nike shoe just for you. Now, if you were just excited as I am right now, don't go look for the app yet. Nah. The update should be rolling out in Nike's app sometime in July, and that's starting in the U.S. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Uh-huh, that's our website. Check out our podcast over there. Check out our blog review section. So much tech goody stuff going on for you over there. You can also check out our Facebook page, too, and give us a like there, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, indeed, headed into the weekend. However, though, we will be back on Tuesday next week. Yes, not Monday. I will unfortunately be away on Monday. So on Tuesday, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend and a little bit on Monday too. But until then, a great Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.